From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, the United States Supreme Court heard arguments in a case that could invalidate more than 100 death sentences in a half dozen states. At issue is whether an important death penalty ruling that the court made 2 years ago applies retroactively. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The defendant in the case, Warren Summerlin, was convicted by a jury of a brutal rape and murder and sentenced to death. From the get-go, his lawyers protested that Arizona's method of sentencing violated Summerlin's right to a jury trial because the judge, not the jury, weighed the evidence to determine whether Summerlin was eligible for execution, a procedure used in Arizona and five other states. 2 years ago, the Supreme Court invalidated that system of sentencing as a violation of a defendant's constitutional right to a jury trial. The court, however, left unanswered the question of whether its ruling would apply to future cases only or to past cases as well. The Summerlin case should answer the question. Under the court's previous rulings, no criminal law decision is retroactive unless it either affects fundamental rights or announces a new rule that affects the bedrock fairness of a trial. Today, Arizona's Assistant Attorney General John Todd told the justices that neither is true here. The court's decision 2 years ago, he said, did not change what is to be decided, only who decides. Justice Stevens, you do agree, though, don't you, that the defendant was sentenced to death under an unconstitutional procedure? Answer, yes. Do you know of any other case where we've upheld someone being sentenced to death under an unconstitutional procedure? Assistant Attorney General Todd cited three such cases, contending that all three, like this one, involved a flaw in trial procedure, not a flaw that affected the fairness of the trial. Justice Stevens, well, when we struck down the death penalty in 1972 for flawed procedures, weren't all the death sentences across the country held invalid retroactively? Answer, yes. Question, so why is this case different? Answer, because the 72 case affected all death penalties. Justice Stevens, ruefully, yes, because it was applied retroactively. Justice Scalia, it seems to me quite reasonable to say that our 72 case was a watershed, while our decision 2 years ago was a correction of a minor wandering off course. Justice Breyer, however, pointed to Scalia's own concurring opinion 2 years ago, in which Scalia lamented what he called the repeated spectacle of a man going to his death based on the judgments of a judge, not a jury. Scalia had a ready answer for that. When the defendant's lawyer, Ken Murray, rose to make his argument, Scalia pointed to the court's decision in the 1960s that applied the Sixth Amendment right to jury trials to state trials. How, Scalia asked, could we have held that that was not retroactive, but this would be, even though in that case the judge decided the whole criminal case? The precise issue there, as here, said Scalia, was having the judge decide versus having the jury decide, and we held it was not retroactive. Lawyer Murray responded that the court has adopted new rules on retroactivity since then, but a majority of the justices indicated they saw those new rules as discouraging retroactivity. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.